Vocal empowerment isn't just about making your voice louder. It's about infusing it with confidence, presence, and power. Ready to transform? Let's dive in. Voice or vocal confidence is a game changer in both the professional and personal spheres. It's about aligning your voice with your inner strength. Follow these three easy steps and you can unleash the true potential of your voice. A strong posture forms the foundation of a powerful voice. But what does that mean? Everyone is built differently and has their own individual way of sitting, standing, walking, running, laying down, sleeping, eating, etc. Your posture will be affected by the ergonomics of your daily work routine, also the habits that you've adopted over the years, any past trauma, and also genetics. While the best looking posture might seem right on one person, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the most optimum for another. But there are some fundamentals that ring true throughout. Now, most people, and I've even done it myself, and I use it still as an exercise, will tell you to stand with your feet shoulder length apart, your kind of your knees sort of unlocked, which is good anyway. But then they're also going to get you to roll your shoulders back and bring your chest up and keep your head aligned like this and distribute your weight evenly, perhaps even more forwards. Now, despite the fact that this certainly looks confident and looks like a good posture, it's a cheat. It's a lie. Your body is now tense because you're holding your body in a certain way that it's not really, it doesn't want to be. It wants to be like this. It just wants to be relaxed. It wants to let go. And if you're holding this posture, you're just creating tension, and that's going to move on up your spine into your neck and your head and your shoulders and affect your jaw and affect your voice box, therefore causing tension, therefore causing strain. What we ideally want to do is work on a posture like that through exercises, through daily exercises, but not just by holding it there. We want to train the body to become like that. We don't want to just pretend that that's how we are, because we're just fighting against ourselves. But if, like most people today, you are a slave to the computer and are hunched over, you find it hard to maintain. Hey, I don't want to take you away from this video right now because there's more information coming up, but I've got a video specifically on posture right here, which you can save now and come back to again later. You can get even more of these foundational exercises on my 8-week online course, link in description box below. Empowering your voice with confidence is as much a physical effort as it is a psychological and emotional one. But just like with posture, if we try too hard to control our breath, we can create tension, and this can make our voice disconnected, under-energized, and even sound nervous. So here's a simple exercise. We're going to squat down like this. If you can't squat, you can just get a chair. I find it hard to squat with my feet flat because I've got very tight, legs, and so my toes come off, but I'm okay with that now. If you find that and it's uncomfortable, you feel you might fall over, just sit down and do this exercise like that. What we're going to do is breathe in, and we're going to make a zzz sound, like Dr. Zhivago. Now you want to lean forward a little bit and relax your belly as you're squatting down, and just see if you can breathe and open up your back and open up those ribs at the back. See if you can feel it in the lower back every time you breathe in. Then breathe out. And each time you breathe in, each time you exhale it, breathe out, try and elongate and lengthen the amount of time you make that sound for. I've put this in a few videos now, and it's a good exercise. Also, this sound is going to help warm up your voice a bit as well, and you will reduce anxiety. So it's a nice little exercise. Put it as part of your warm-up, or do it as part of your daily routine, and then go about your day. My daughter turns 3 next week, and it wasn't so long ago that it was very icy and snowy and cold here in Finland. And so I think she'd fallen over one time, and she got very nervous about walking across ice at all. And so every time we got to an icy patch or a bit that looked, reminded her of of where she fell over before. She'd raise her arms and say, Papa, Papa, and ask me to carry her, which I did most of the time. But then I realised at one point that, well, she needs to sort of learn to tackle it and get over it. So I said to her, come on, Sienna, you can do it. You can do it. And she started saying that mantra to herself. I can do it. I can do it. And then, you know what? It gave her the sort of confidence to try it. And then she didn't slip over the second time. She was more focused. She was more attentive to her surroundings. And she did it. And so she started walking across these icy patches on her own. And every time, if she tried to ask for me to pick her up, I'd say, you can do it. And she'd go, yeah, I can do it. So that's great. And even one time, I was struggling getting across something, or maybe I'd slipped or whatever. And she said the same thing back to me. She goes, you can do it, Papa. And I thought that was lovely. Really, really beautiful. So, you know, positive affirmations are very powerful indeed.
Just as my daughter learned to walk confidently on ice, you too can empower yourself by replacing I can't with I can. Remember, daily positive affirmations. Make them a habit. It will change your life.
Try repeating this every day as a mantra to yourself in the mirror. I speak with clarity and confidence. My voice is strong and resonant. I can do this. I have an impact.
Remember, you can't control your audience, but you can control your physical, mental, and emotional self. Confidence is in your hands. It's something to be built on and grown. So, get to work at it, and I'll see you soon. Thank you for joining me today. If you have found these strategies useful, then like, share, and subscribe for more tips on how to speak with clarity, confidence, and ease. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice. And I believe it wouldn't hurt to have the extra room.